chance. Never. That doesn't happen. Peter, what do you... Peter's, like, laughing but waving. What?
I think about Jackie's night last night, then I think about yours. It's almost gone unnoticed last night. You did something very, very big last night, and I've heard about this from multiple people.
I didn't go anywhere. I stayed at home
I don't know how you did it, but you donated $20,000 to a beautiful hospital in Mildura late into the evening.
I did do that.
In Mildura?
Yeah, I did do that last night.
What was that about?
What happened?
This is on the Paul Murray show. Yeah, it's huge.
I was watching Paul Murray's, you know, his show on Sky News. I'm eating Vegemite toast in my undies, and I thought, I'll go out and have a quick ciggy.
Yeah.
So I went out, had a ciggy, came back to eat the last bit of toast, and Paul Murray was talking. They go off to these little towns, like Your Town or something it's called, where they take the whole show there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the Humpty Dumpty Foundation, and I'd heard you bring that up before, years ago.
Mm.
And they raised money to, you know, for vital hospital equipment. I didn't realise that if you're a hospital in the bush and you need a baby, like an incubator,
yep,
you can't just put it on the capital expense report. They're donated by families. I just thought there was hundreds of millions of dollars for hospital equipment.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Right.
So he was on there last night saying, oh, you know, hopefully by the end of the week we'll have raised enough money to buy the little kiddies incubator to keep kiddies alive because the hospital doesn't have one.
And how much are they?
Well, they're only $40,000. And he said, we've raised, after last night, we've raised $5,000. I thought, $5,000? Yeah. I got $20,000 on me in my pocket. So I just texted him because they're like, you know, donate to this. You know, they put the internet. Yeah. So I don't know how to do that. So I just texted him and said, bro, put me in for $20,000. And I was about to go to bed. And then immediately he comes on. Did you hear the...
Yeah, I've even got the audio for you. I haven't
heard
it.
How do you even know about this?
I've heard it from multiple
This was late last night.
Very late. I heard it. Well, someone tagged me in my 10-year video as well. I'm sure, I don't know if they got sidetracked or something.
Still back
but like,
to the 10
make sure
years.
You congratulate Kyle as well on the big donation, by the way. So I've got the audio there.
Oh, let's listen. I want to hear. Okay. So is this Paul announcing you've made that donation?
I don't know what it is. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Play the tape then.
By the way, I've just got an amazing message from the great Kyle Sanderlands. I don't know whether he wants me to say it on air or not, but I'm going to. He's chipping in $20,000 for the babies in Mildura. That means we're going to crack 40 tonight. Do your bit too. Thank you, Kyle. I love you, brother. I really do. Firstly, I'm glad you're watching. Secondly, thank you for being so kind. We'll put it in Otto's name if you want, mate. That is a beautiful donation from Kyle Sanderlands, and congratulations to him and the team on yet another grand sweep of radio awards ratings, but more importantly, a decent man who's watching us and doing what he can. Thank you.
I could have paid for the whole thing, really, but I thought, you know, I don't want to be that wanker.
Have you even been to Mildura?
Never.
Like, do you think you'll ever go?
No, never. I got no interest in going.
You got sucked into, like, watching...
Do you know what it was, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Because I'd see reports about kids and babies in the past, and you see terrible things, and you think, oh, that's no good. But when you see a little child, when you've got a child, with the little tube hanging onto the mum's finger and the arms all wrinkly, I just started to melt inside like ice cubes, and I thought, oh, I can't. I was shocked.
Yeah, oh, totally, I get it.
I was shocked the amount of waste that the Australia wastes on shit, how much money we give to other countries, and sometimes they need it, tsunamis and stuff, but there's the kids right here in our own backyard that don't have incubators if they need it. I thought, no.
So what happens then? If you don't have that?
They have to get driven or flown by the Royal Doctor Service, which, again, is not funded by the government.
Like, just, you know, they can't just stay in a hotel and be there.
That's right.
So it makes it difficult for them to travel.
Yeah, so apparently this Humpty Dumpty mob have got a list of heaps of equipment. So
that they need.
That they need. So, and I think that Paul Murray show is going to donate every week or every month there. They're going to raise money for another hospital or something.
Well,
that
that's
need.
Nice. That's what they're doing. How good is that?
Yeah, and then they spend the next half an hour ripping the shit out of Albo.
Oh, yeah.
Broken promises, Albo's at it again. And I thought, okay, oh, that's enough.
You're out.
I've done my bit.
You've done your bit. You can sleep well. Did you sleep well?
No, I don't wake up at 2:30 and I thought, gee, I should have kept an incubator here.
Oh, did you have to get up? No, surely not.
It's his mother's job.
Well, you're